All right, guys, we have one more story. This young lady coming up is the progenitor of Midwest Action. Like I said, I met her at a Your Stories. This was more than 3 years ago, before this was a podcast, before I hosted it. It was at that dinky place on Montrose, right? What?
Studio 44.
Studio 44, which does not exist anymore. But yeah, I met her in the audience there. I told a story about a comic book artist who harassed me, kind of. And, you know, it was friendship at first. It was Scott McDaniel. It was friendship at first sight. Ladies and gentlemen, from Midwest Action, Alyssa Lee Welch.
Hey, everyone. First off, do you guys watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah!
The one thing I've always wanted to do is like walk up and introduce myself like Dee does when she does stand up. Howdy, howdy, howdy. And then just like gag and walk off stage. But unfortunately, my stomach is stronger than that. So here I am. So I thought today my story would just kind of be about how I started Midwest Action and how it was kind of just like begun with just a love for my love for the heartland. I started it in like 2011. It was a minute ago. I was I had some friends who were writing for blogs, and you know, I'd kind of like tag along with them every now and then, and I'd go to a show, and I thought it was real cool because I'd be the plus one on the guest list, and you know, like, oh yeah, no, we're cool, we're in, you know. And you know, you just walk in and you get a beer for maybe like half off because you press, or you know, I always thought it was kind of cool. So I wanted to kind of like make that experience, but make it for me. So what I wanted to do originally was to, because I was working kind of, I wanted to like use my free time and just screen t-shirts. What I wanted Midwest Action to be was like a place for me to just like screen t-shirts. It was my first time. I was going to try it out. It was going to be fun. My parents had a space in the garage that was like all mine, and I like hung a poster up, and you know, it was super cool. So I bought like $400 worth of blank t-shirts, and I went to town, and I made like a bunch of t-shirts, and then nobody bought them. And good times, guys. But the part of that, too, was that, like, I wanted to make this t-shirt line that was kind of a collaborative effort between myself and just artists from the Midwest that I liked who had designed other t-shirts for me, which I should have also mentioned that as well. But I wanted, like, another part of that to be, like, once a week I was going to write a blog post about a musician that I found from the Midwest that I liked and I wanted to share, and I was going to write a post about an artist or a designer or whatever from the Midwest that I found and I wanted to share. And I wanted it to be like 90% t-shirts and 10% here's some other stuff that's kind of cool. So that happened for like a month, and then like someone was like, hey, I've got this concert, you should come review it. And oh, hey, I've got this, you know, art show, you should come out. And oh, I've got this. And people just started like reaching out to me, and I was like, well, I guess this is what I'm doing now. So t-shirts went like over there, and you know, sometimes I thought about them, but you know, no one bought them. They were in a box.
We have t-shirts in the car. But
yeah. T-shirts are $10. You can buy them at midwestaction.com. Anyways, for a while I was even afraid to open the box because it was in my garage and I was afraid that spiders were in it. This box does not have spiders. So, that we know of. So, yeah, I just kind of started doing that, and I was kind of like doing it all on my own, and you know, life was good, but it started getting really overwhelming, and at one point my credit card got declined, and I was like, well, this is fate. I just kind of let everything just like expire, and it kind of closed out, and I was like, well, that was fun while it lasted. You know, I just kind of floated around for like a year without it, and you know, like, I always kind of wanted to bring it back, but I was like, it was kind of, you know, I was doing it all by myself. No one bought my t-shirts. You know? So eventually I had my other friends who were writing for blogs decided that they were just unhappy and, you know, screw that other blog. And I was like, well, I've got this domain name that I haven't paid for it, but maybe it's still there, you know. So I, like, just kind of started that all again, and we all just kind of, like, came together collectively at once, and it just all worked out, and it was super awesome. So we've just been, you know, going to shows, and I'm super thankful for Midwest existing at all, because it's, like, granted me great opportunities. We went down to Austin Psych Fest.
Twice.
I didn't know that Austin Psych Fest would be like, oh, hey, your Facebook page has 300 likes. Why didn't you come down from Chicago and, you know, check us out? But they did, and it was pretty cool, you know? I went down there, and I saw, which Dan has heard me a million times tell this story, but I saw my favorite band in the world perform for the first time under blue lights, and it was in front of a river, and I just stood there and just, like, cried, and it was beautiful. And, yeah, it was really emotional, but, you know, it happened. And, you know, I'm not afraid to admit it. But, yeah, you know, so we all just kind of came together, and I just want to find, like, the things that I think are great, and I want you to know they're great, and I'm going to, like, grab you by the shoulders and shake you, because I'm, like, I just have so much faith in the things that I'm, like, coming across all the time. We just constantly, I'm, like, overwhelmed with how much good music and good art there is in the Midwest, and it's just, I just want people to know that you don't have to go to the West Coast or the East Coast where everyone thinks, like, cool stuff is happening. Like, cool stuff is happening in Iowa, and cool stuff is happening in Kansas, and, you know, jazz is happening in Kansas.
Barbecue.
Barbecue jazz might be happening. But yeah, I think part of my my connection to the heartland is just because I feel like people in the Midwest just feel a lot more about, like, the place they're from, and they're just really connected, and that's heartland.
Guys, that was Alyssa from Midwest Action. You can check out everything they're up to at MidwestAXN.com.